Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A great victory for religious freedom. This comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. They are now proposing a rule that implements President Trump's executive order that requires that religious organizations are treated equally when regarding social services. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this is a good development. Now, the rule is being proposed, so it goes out for eventually public comment, and then it becomes a final rule. But Matt, this proposed rule will overrule and undo the formerly discriminatory regulations that were enacted by President Obama during his tenure. His rules that the HHS ultimately promulgated required that religious organizations check their faith at the door, that if they're going to receive any support from the Department of HHS for social services, feeding programs, housing, whatever it might be, other kinds of services that secular organizations give, that they would have to eliminate their Christian mission and message. That was the criteria. President Trump said, no, we're going to protect religious freedom, and the Department of HHS, Health and Human Services, has now proposed the rule to do just that, to treat them equally and stop this religious discrimination.
Yeah, this is fantastic. It's a long time coming because, of course, the HHS and the government, they control the purse strings. They control subsidies. They control whether or not, Catholic or Christian adoption agencies, for instance, can apply biblical principles in choosing between the married man and woman that may be adopting children and so forth. And this is a huge win. Again, just kind of underscoring that President Trump, through his actions, has proven to be the most pro-life, pro-family, pro-religious liberty president we've had, at least in modern history.
Absolutely. And it was appropriate that they made this announcement on Religious Freedom Day. And so you see our president today, President Trump, following in the same footsteps as Thomas Jefferson, who was a fervent advocate for the rights of religious liberty and conscience. And he worked hard to defend those.
Yeah, he did. Thomas Jefferson certainly was in favor of religious freedom and conscience. And in fact, why do we celebrate religious freedom on that day? We celebrate religious freedom on that day, January 16, every year. We commemorate the anniversary of the passing of the 1786 Thomas Jefferson Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom. So it goes all the way back to Jefferson's Statue of Religious Freedom that ultimately was historic. It was designed to protect religious freedom in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and that occurred on January 16, 1786. And so that's why we have Religious Freedom Day that we celebrate. And he was so much of an advocate, as you say, Holly, for freedom of conscience, not to be coerced by the government, freedom of religion, to have the rights to free exercise of religion. So on this day, Religious Freedom Day, January 16, every year, we celebrate. But on this particular day, President Trump did two things, and we'll talk about one of them on another Faith and Freedom. He protected religious freedom in the public schools, and this one that we're talking about now, protecting religious freedom in the provision of social services. And so there are a number of religious-based, faith-based organizations that provide social services. It may be housing, it may be food programs, may be education, may be job searching and other kinds of support for social services. Could be health care for low income. Lots of different varieties of social services. But up until now, at least under the Obama administration, those entities that wanted to apply for HHS grants, they were told that in order to be eligible, you have to remove, for example, any religious images, statements. You can't bring your Christian message and mission into the provision of social services. And in fact, that's what makes these programs better than the secular provided programs. And so it really hurts people who need the services, not only the social help, but the spiritual help that comes along with it.
Right. Could you imagine if you pulled all those faith-based organizations out of the picture when it comes to social services?
Well, it was Christian organizations that initially, historically, have taken care of things like adoption and these types of social services.
Feeding the poor. Yeah,
it was the church, and the government has stepped in to regulate and co-opt that, and now they're pushing postmodern secularism and saying, you will go, you know, our way or the highway here. We're going to push you into the margins where you cannot conduct business. They're shutting down Catholic charities and other places in the past, and this is a great escape hatch, but it's only in keeping with the First Amendment guarantees.
True. And, you know, of course, the debate about whether faith-based organizations should apply for state or federal grants, that's another whole issue that's beyond the scope of what we want to talk about today. But many of them do. You just have to be careful because, as you know, those that did before and they didn't have the strings all of a sudden got these strings attached with President Obama. Now President Trump has pulled those strings off with this proposed rule and say, you can have the same treatment. You can apply for grants or rewards from the Department of Health and Human Services, just like your secular counterpart, and you're going to be treated equally. You're not going to be denied because you're Christian. You're not going to be told that because you're Christian, in order to be eligible, you've got to change your Christian message or mute your Christian message or mission. You'll be treated equally, and you can still maintain your Christian message and mission. And that's the way it should be.
And it was always intended to be. I mean, Thomas Jefferson, in talking about the freedom of conscience, he says, Almighty God hath created the mind free, and all attempts to influence it by temporal punishments tend only to beget habits of hypocrisy and meanness, and our departure from the plan of the holy author of religion, who being Lord both of body and mind, yet chose not to propagate it by coercions on either, as when it was in his almighty power to do so, but to extend it by its influence on reason alone. And in his second inaugural, he said, in matters of religion, I have considered that it is free exercise is placed by the Constitution independent of the powers of the general government. So this executive order is in perfect keeping with our founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson, who they often cite really as a deist or a non-Christian, he was one of the biggest forefathers and proponents of religious liberty.
Absolutely. You know, and we applaud President Trump for not only recognizing it, but for acting upon it and removing any of these unfair barriers that stand in the way of religious freedom.
Certainly do. And this is another good move. Of course, this is out for public comment, so you can comment on it, particularly if you know somebody who is involved in a social service, faith-based Christian organization. Mm-hmm. They can comment on it. Let them know that this proposed rule is out there. It will be out there for public comment for a period of time, and then it will become a permanent regulation and rule. So this is good. Here's the other thing. You know, these agencies, they've become essentially the fourth branch of the government. We have the executive, we have the legislature, we have the judiciary set up by the Constitution. And the legislature, of course, makes the laws. The agencies got into existence from the standpoint of maybe filling in the gaps or actually filling in the applications of the law or processing certain things that might be complaints or applications pursuant to that particular law. But what has happened is they've gotten out of control, and they have been doing their own administrative rules and regulations. And these rules and regulations people have to comply with. And President Trump has been dismantling that agency state. For every policy or rule that's promulgated, several have to be repealed. He's actually undoing that administrative state. It gives more liberty. And here's the problem. The release, the announcement that the Department of HHS issued said, there's no federal law that requires this kind of discrimination. Well, if there's no federal law, why was there a rule? That's the question. There shouldn't be a rule. The rule should not violate, be inconsistent with, or go beyond the federal law that it's trying to implement. And that's what ultimately has happened. And that's what happened under the Obama administration and other administrations, where they try to use the administrative state to create their own rules that are inconsistent with the Constitution and the federal laws that they are supposed to be implementing or protecting. So this is a good decision. It rolls back these unconstitutional regulations. Federal law not only does not require this discrimination, it requires that religious organizations be treated equally. And so that's what this new regulation does. A great victory moving forward for religious freedom. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.